Episode 244, Higher Human Performance. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Higher Human Performance, the podcast. You can find the show notes for today's episode by going to Higher Human Performance and in the search this website, just enter the number 244. Today's episode, The Boss Determines What's Important. Today, I'm intentionally going to bring you some shorter episodes designed to address, well, specific topics that I think just might be more impactful if they're kept short. So today's show is going to be a perfect example of that. I hope you find it helpful. If you sit down with any group of people that are working for a boss, you will hear all about it. And not just from the lieutenants, but you'll hear it from people way, way down the chain. The boss makes a decision, or 20, or 200, and not everybody agrees. Maybe you don't agree. It happens. Bosses make lots of decisions, and not all of them find favor among the troops. There is a cumulative effect that is the problem. Second guessing. Passive disagreement, active disagreement. This is stupid, he says. He's talking about another directive from above, one that he does not agree with. And then there's this dilemma. My boss complains that I'm not proactive enough, but when I decide my own work, she'll assign me to something she says is more urgent. I can't win. That is a dilemma. And it also may be a different problem. Today's show is not about crazy micromanaging, can't be pleased bosses. That is a subject. Well, that's a subject for another day. Might be even a subject for another show. The problem I want to address is the problem of disagreeing with what the boss thinks is important. So let me give you some tips. Number one, the boss has access to information you don't. It could be the boss does actually know something you don't. That could be driving the decision with which you disagree or not. But you have to consider it, and you also have to acknowledge it. Number two, the boss has his own pressures. Don't assume the boss is simply being a contrarian to what you think. Maybe she is, maybe not. You're better off assuming the boss is also experiencing some pressure of his own. His boss may be driving the bus more than you realize. And there could be even other situations. There could be other forces coming into play here that you have no knowledge of or not a full knowledge of. The frustrating thing is you may never know. And that's okay. Just assume that it's true and you can avoid going crazy yourself. Number three, the boss has to answer for it. Being the boss isn't just about authority. It's also about responsibility. The boss ideally has, well, they have more than you do. They have more authority and responsibility. I say ideally because that's where the component of politics enters into the picture. If the boss is pursuing a course that you believe is illegal, immoral, or unethical, then I'm not encouraging you to blindly salute it. However, I would urge you to make sure and to find a suitable way to express your concerns. Don't compromise yourself. Your boss will ultimately have to answer for the decision. Number four, you could be wrong. I know that's hard to believe, but it's possible. And given the above factors, it's certainly possible, maybe even probable. Now, that's hard to say with certainty because your boss could be a moron or a genius. Maybe you're the moron. You ever think about that? These are difficult questions to answer. hard to know what's true. Most of us think we're right. I mean, come on, that's why we hold the opinions we do. That's why we feel the way we do. That's why we think what we think. I'm pushing you to simply consider that you could be wrong. You could have this whole thing wrong. Don't automatically think that you know what's best. And besides, that's a really bad trait, even if you are right. Number 5, communicate concerns and make suggestions in the proper context at the proper time. Sometimes the boss provides a forum for people to collaborate, for people to discuss a matter before the final decision is made. Use those forums to communicate your concerns. Be open, be respectful, and express yourself in a way that will give your ideas the best chance to be heard and maybe, just possibly, adopted. Don't be confrontational. Don't be overly charged with emotions. Avoid putting words or thoughts into the mouths or the minds of coworkers, or worse yet, your boss. If there is no formal opportunity for this, then create one. Just be careful. Tread very lightly. Look for small opportunities to talk with your boss alone. And in that context, be less forceful in your approach. Don't confront your boss. Instead, I would suggest you ask questions that help you bring out your concerns or alternative suggestions. Ask your boss the questions and listen carefully to the answers. And then follow it up by asking your boss to help you learn. I mean, these can turn into wonderful opportunities for professional mentoring that, well, that very few workers in my experience sees. This may be an ideal time for the boss to share with you the reasons why your concerns aren't valid or why your suggestions, they're just not as spectacular as you think they are. And that feedback can really serve you. Well, not only here, but down the line. Number 6, commit yourself to the final decision. Too many people sabotage a decision and along with it, their career. The whining and complaining that goes on after the boss has made a decision will destroy your career. Do not work subversively. Avoid those lunchtime discussions where you tell your coworkers how you disagree with the current course. Don't second guess your boss out loud. If you must complain, this is terribly unfair to your family and close friends, by the way, but save it for them. I would nudge you to avoid it altogether. Just avoid the behavior of whining and complaining because nothing profitable is going to come from it. The conclusion is you want to be a person with helpful ideas. You want to use your brain power to solve problems and make things better. Don't neglect using the best tool you have, your brain. Just don't use it so much that you overdo it, because you could end up using your brain to overthink it. Have you ever turned a screw too much? Maybe torqued a nut on a bolt so tight that you stripped the threads? Okay, the same thing can happen if you overthink decisions that are not your own. Okay, that's it. Told you it was going to be short. Told you it was going to be sweet. Now, I got one call to action today. Go over to iTunes and give the podcast a 5-star review. No, I don't want a 4. I don't want a 3. I certainly don't want anything. Well, I don't want anything but a 5-star review. That way more people can find out about us. More people can benefit from the podcast. I greatly appreciate you listening. And if you've got questions, if you've got concerns, if you've got issues that you would like for me to address, hey, just head on over to the website, hirehumanperformance.com. Yeah, it's the same place as Bula Network. Same place we've always been. Use the contact form over there. You can email me your questions, your feedback. You can also use that orange send voicemail button over on the right-hand side of the website. That'll just use your built-in microphone to your computer. Or if you have that app on a smartphone, it'll use the microphone in your phone. How cool is that? Then I can hear your voice. You can just ask away. Again, the website, hirehumanperformance.com. Yeah, it's Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com. Take you to one and the same place. This was episode 244. You can visit the website and just plug in that number, 244, in the search this website, and it'll take you right there. And don't forget the iTunes review. Need those. Gotta have them. My name is Randy Cantrell. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas is where I'm coming from. Inside the Yellow Studio.